A button destroyed an empire. In 1812, Napoleon's Grande Armée marched into Russia with 600,000 men. 6 months later, fewer than 10,000 staggered home. History blames the brutal winter, scorched earth tactics, and overextended supply lines. But there's a curious footnote. The tin buttons on French uniforms may have crumbled in the cold, leaving soldiers unable to fasten their coats against the killing frost. While historians debate this theory's validity, it captures something profound. The smallest molecular shifts can topple nations, spark revolutions, and rewrite the human story. We live in a world shaped not just by kings and generals, but by invisible arrangements of atoms that determined who lived, who died, who explored new continents, and who remained enslaved. Chemistry isn't just what happens in laboratories. It's the hidden architecture of civilization itself. "For Christ and spices," Vasco da Gama's sailors shouted, reaching India in 1498. Medieval Europe craved aromatic molecules, piperine from pepper, eugenol from cloves, that disguised rotting meat and signaled wealth. A pound of pepper could buy freedom. Venice's two-century monopoly made it obscenely rich, spurring European powers to fund audacious voyages. When da Gama reached India's Malabar coast, he returned with cannons and soldiers, seizing control through violence. Columbus found chili peppers instead, a different heat molecule that transformed cuisines from Thailand to Ethiopia within 50 years. The Dutch won through sheer brutality, massacring the Bandanese for nutmeg. In 1667, they traded Manhattan for tiny Run Island. New Amsterdam became New York all because of molecules. Sugar fueled even greater atrocity. Over 350 years, 50 million Africans were enslaved and shipped to the Americas sugar, responsible for two-thirds of that traffic. Britain's sugar wealth financed the Industrial Revolution. Cotton from American slave plantations transformed England into a manufacturing powerhouse. Raw cotton imports increased 140-fold from 1760 to 1840, supplying two-thirds of U.S. exports by 1860 and expanding slavery to 4 million people. Cotton's molecular structure, cellulose, creating rigid, insoluble fibers, makes it indigestible but perfect for moisture-wicking textiles. It clothed an empire built on unimaginable suffering. While Europeans chased spice molecules, the absence of another nearly destroyed their maritime ambitions. Ascorbic acid vitamin C seems unremarkable until you lack it. Then your body disintegrates. Scurvy killed over 90% of Magellan's crew, progressing from exhaustion to blackened limbs to death. Sailors ate salted meat and hardtack for months, never realizing these preserved foods contained zero vitamin C. The disease killed more sailors than storms, battles, and pirates combined. Captain James Cook changed everything by enforcing dietary discipline: sauerkraut, fresh produce, and local plant teas. His crews never lost a man to scurvy, enabling him to chart New Zealand, discover Hawaii, and cross the Antarctic Circle. Yet even in the early 20th century, explorers ignored this knowledge. Robert Falcon Scott and his men died 11 miles from safety, possibly from vitamin C deficiency, while Roald Amundsen thrived on fresh seal meat and reached the South Pole first. Had vitamin C's importance been recognized earlier, the entire map of colonialism would look different, all because of one missing molecule. Explosions occur when molecules rearrange violently, producing intense heat and rapidly expanding gases. The nitro group, NO2, excels at this. The Chinese discovered gunpowder around 1000 AD, mixing potassium nitrate, sulfur, and charcoal. But gunpowder was slow. Its shockwave traveled around 100 meters per second. Nitroglycerin exploded at 6000 meters per second, but was dangerously unstable. Alfred Nobel solved this by mixing it with kieselguhr, creating dynamite, a moldable, stable substance safe to transport. By 1867, he was shipping Nobel's safety powder worldwide, building the fortune that funded the Nobel Prizes. World War I revealed another molecular crisis. When Britain's blockade cut off Germany's Chilean nitrate supply for explosives, Fritz Haber's ammonia synthesis from atmospheric nitrogen saved their war effort. His invention now produces 140 million tons annually, mostly for fertilizers, but also for explosives. These molecules carved tunnels through mountains, built the Panama Canal, and enabled the Canadian Pacific Railway, literally reshaping civilization's landscape. For four millennia, silk remained nature's monopoly. Chinese legend credits Princess Xi Ling Shi with discovering that silkworm cocoons unwound into threads up to 3,000 yards long. 1,000 silkworms consume 36 kilograms of mulberry leaves to produce just 200 grams of raw silk. China made smuggling silkworm eggs punishable by death, but in 552 AD, two monks allegedly hid them in hollow bamboo canes and smuggled them to Constantinople. Silk's remarkable properties, temperature regulation, lustrous sheen, and dye absorption come from its protein structure of repeating amino acids forming pleated sheets that create both flexibility and strength. Count Hilaire de Chardonnay accidentally discovered that spilled collodion formed silky threads, leading to Chardonnay silk in 1891. But Wallace Carruthers at DuPont achieved the breakthrough with nylon in 1938, a polyamide chemically similar to silk but entirely synthetic. Strong, wrinkle-resistant, and vastly cheaper, nylon proved ideal for stockings. When introduced in 1939, 64 million pairs sold in the first year. Nylon represented something unprecedented, a completely man-made material rivaling nature's 4,000-year-old masterpiece. In 1960, Norethindrone arrived the first oral contraceptive. The pill didn't just prevent pregnancy. It detonated a social revolution. For the first time in history, women could reliably control their fertility by swallowing a tablet. The implications cascaded through society. Delayed marriage, increased education, workforce participation, changing family structures, the sexual revolution, women's liberation. The pill emerged from an unlikely partnership. Margaret Sanger, jailed in 1917 for distributing contraceptives, and Catherine McCormick, one of MIT's first female biology graduates and a wealthy widow. Both in their 70s, they challenged Gregory Pincus to create a contraceptive that could be swallowed like an aspirin. McCormick funded this vision with over $3 million. The chemistry is elegant. All steroids share the same basic four-ring structure built from cholesterol. Testosterone and estradiol differ by just a few molecular groups. These tiny changes determine whether someone develops male or female characteristics at puberty. Field trials showed 99% pregnancy prevention. By 1965, nearly 4 million American women were on the pill. 20 years later, 80 million women worldwide were using it, transforming women's participation in education, business, politics, and fields previously closed to them. Chemical structures have shaped history in ways rarely acknowledged. Moving a double bond, substituting an oxygen atom, altering a side group, these molecular tweaks have toppled empires, enabled exploration, and transformed societies. We've lived through three molecular eras: natural molecules that governed early history spices, silk, vitamin C. Then laboratory-created compounds that dominated the past 150 years, synthetic indigo, aspirin, nylon, plastics. Now we're entering a third era, molecules produced by nature but directed through genetic engineering. Like Columbus seeking piperine and finding a continent, or Perkin accidentally discovering synthetic dyes while attempting to synthesize quinine, we cannot foresee which molecule might change everything. Understanding this molecular tapestry helps us navigate the future, because the next revolution won't announce itself with fanfare. It will arrive quietly, atom by atom, bond by bond, until suddenly the world is transformed.